Daily Rest, Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. This week's devotion theme is Abraham's Family Conflict. Are you really my son Esau? Jacob answered, I am. Genesis 27, 24. Jacob, more waiting. Waiting has to be one of the most difficult things to do in this life. Children don't like it, and adults don't care much for it either. Jacob doesn't seem to have been any better at it than his grandpa Abraham. We noted in our previous devotion that it was God's will that Jacob be favored over his older brother Esau. Jacob, however, was not willing to wait. When Esau came in from the fields famished, Jacob took advantage by exchanging a bowl of stew for his brother's birthright. Later, instead of waiting for God to get him his promise, Jacob, at the urging and direction of his mother, deceived his father. In Jacob's deception, repeated lying, and even invoking the name of the Lord, his only concern seems to be, what if I get caught? Waiting can be excruciating, especially for the big ticket items in life. Waiting for a medical diagnosis, a job interview response, answer to a relationship issue, and so on. It is difficult to keep focus when things seem to be beyond our control. We may begin desperately seeking solutions to our problems. This is the time to remember that God answers all of our prayers. Sometimes the answer is an emphatic yes or emphatic no. Many times the response is, wait, or even, I have something better in mind. We may wonder why God doesn't just end it all already. God doesn't because he is waiting patiently for his will to work in the world. We would do well to pray for such patience also, faithfully waiting for God's answers. O thou love unbounded, grant to eyes enshrouded, e'en for earthly sight be clouded, grace to see thy patience, all the world enfolding, thy long-suffering thus beholding, low its rays, to thy praise, joy to men bestowing, like the sun are glowing. All our words are feeble, as the heart upraises for thy patience, Lord, it praises. With untold transgressions day by day thou bearest, many million sinners sparest. Daily new lovest too, all who here offend thee, who can comprehend thee? The Lutheran Hymnal 42, verses 1 and 3. This devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org.